Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. And Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life, and have life abundantly." This is the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Good morning from the beautiful studios of KBBS Radio in Buffalo, Wyoming. And welcome as we hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, your source of information on just how to live a godly life. In just a few moments, it will be time for our weekly feature, a personalized message just for you. And now, can you feel that slight breeze? Can you feel the whispering wind of the Holy Spirit moving around you? And now, put your hands together with a round of applause for the one, the only, the sheep gate of heaven itself, your Good Shepherd, Jesus the Messiah. If only it were that easy. If only a Steve Lawrence, or a Harry Carey, or a voice that we all recognize. Some of you know this voice. A voice that we all recognize. If only. Said that he was a shepherd, those hearing him might have pictured someone with a rod and a staff, leading the sheep into areas where they could graze in safety, being protected from wolves and predators and dangers that might occur if they were to go astray. Or they might have thought of King David, the shepherd who became a king. Jesus says that he is the gate that protects the flock from those who do them harm. And they might have thought of how a shepherd in time actually lie down in front of the opening of the sheepfold, protecting the sheep, the shepherds, and the flock. Jesus taught may own one, but do we open up and read it? I don't mean thinking about a problem and then turning to some random passage or place in the Bible for some insight or wisdom, or searching for that familiar verse that we all have, that we all lean on, that provides us comfort. I mean actually sitting down and reading God's Word for guidance and inspiration. We call the Bible the living Word of God because it speaks loudly to us in 2023, as it did to the people of Jesus' day. The Bible is a book about relationships, especially the relationship between our Heavenly Father and His people. Pastor Ann has a note posted on the wall of her office that says, "Wear out your Bible." Wear it out. Make notes in it. Read it. Study it. Pastor has challenged us this year to read the Bible every day, so that by the end of the year, we will have read it all. If you've been following the reading plan, you'll have already read much of the Old Testament. Or if you, like me, haven't been following it, dust off your Bible and at least start reading the first gospel, the Gospel of Matthew, which is our focus for worship this year. Or read my favorite gospel, the gospel from which our lesson comes from today, the Gospel of John. Read the Psalms. Take comfort, yes, in the familiarity of Psalm 23 that we read partially together this morning. But read the others, because in those Psalms there are expressions of every kind of emotion. From joy, sadness, from anger and despair, to wonder and celebration. Hear the shepherd's voice calling to you as you read his words of inspiration. Second, try to find some quiet time. Some quiet time when you can physically distance yourself from the noise of the world. Please care for the world that you have to see. Quiet time, usually, to be quiet. Okay, here's one. Turn off the electronics. Experience what it's like to be unplugged. Don't look at your cell phone. Shepherd's voice in these quiet moments. cartoon program, some guy called Big Voice, providing us with a direct message from God about how to live our lives. But the Good Shepherd is calling us. He's calling us to follow. And he will lead us. He will not lead us astray, but he will lead us into abundant life here in this world and everlasting life with him in heaven. We need to be alert. We need to notice the ways in which he's speaking to us, listening to his voice. So, practice positive, good selective hearing, tuning out the noise of this world that seeks to drown out the shepherd's voice. Read the scriptures. Listen for the ways God's voice is speaking to you through the words on the Word page. Find some quiet time when you can engage in conversation with God, listening as well as speaking. Realize the value of being with other members of the flock who are also seeking to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. Listen. Listen as the Good Shepherd calls you by name, calls you as a beloved member of God's flock. Amen. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Let's please stand as we are able, and we'll sing the hymn of the day, 789.